بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت لكم على الإسلام gives his son number of nasihat. Some of these advices are mentioned in the Quran Sharif, and most of the other nasihat which he gave his son have been narrated by the ulama of Bani Israel, those who had accepted Islam. He narrated many of the nasihat. Al-Quran al-Islam was from the Bani Israel. The first nasihat which is mentioned in the Quran is, Beta, Allah ke saath kisi ko sharik na thehrana, kyunki Allah ke saath kisi ko sharik thehrana zulm azim hai. He says, oh my son, do not associate any partners with Allah Ta'ala. Do not commit shirk, because shirk is zulm-e-azim. It's a great act of oppression. So it's a great zulm when one commits shirk. I mean, there are different forms of shirk. Shirk, a common form we all know of, is that people, they make idols with their own hands and they worship these idols they manufacture with their own hands. That is shirk, shirk in ibadat. And you have other types of shirk in ibadat also. And such forms of shirk are even committed by some deviant sects in amongst Muslims. Like you get this Bareilly sect. They prostrate, make sajda to the qabr. They make tawaf of the qabr. They pledge and make vows, mandats, vows by the qabr, and they direct the du'as to the inmate of the qabr, to the wali who has died, instead of making the du'a to Allah Ta'ala. There's a shirk in ibadah. Then you have another type of shirk, shirk in the knowledge or in Allah Ta'ala's sifat, in his attributes, like in the attribute of ilm, knowledge. That the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, it is intrinsic, inherent in him. He does not gain knowledge from some external source. It is Allah Ta'ala's attribute. He is Alim. He is the one of knowledge. And knowledge which is which the Anbiya have. Knowledge with Anbiya of the ghaib, of the unseen one, that's not inherent and intrinsic in the Nabi. It has been conveyed to the Nabi by wahi, either directly Allah Ta'ala inspires the Nabi with information of the ghaib, of the unseen realms, or by the agency of Jibreel alayhi salam, come and they deliver the messages from Allah Ta'ala. So that is that type of ilm al-ghayb. It's not the knowledge which is inherent in the Nabi. He gains it from an outside source, then from Allah Ta'ala. Whereas you find the deviant sects, they believe, no, the knowledge of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alim al-ghayb. His knowledge is just like the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Now, just as Allah Ta'ala has ilm, so the Nabi ilm, that is shirk in the attributes of Allah Ta'ala, in his attribute of knowledge. Everyone has that type of ilm ghaib which the deviants ascribe to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everyone's got knowledge of the Jannat, knowledge of the Jannat, knowledge of Jahannam, knowledge of Qiyamat, knowledge of the Malaika, the Jinn, etc., etc. Just as the knowledge of these unseen creations were revealed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam via the agency of Wahi, so via the agency of the Nabi it came to us. So that's not called, that's not the ilm al-ghayb, which is intrinsic with Allah Ta'ala, is such knowledge which is with Allah Ta'ala and is not gained. You not say that at one stage Allah Ta'ala was not aware and then he became aware. At one stage he didn't have knowledge what's going to happen a million years from now. And then slowly, slowly, gradually he gained that knowledge. That is not a shirk, it's kufr to believe such. So that is it's all the shirk. Another attribute, they commit shirk of Allah Ta'ala. The Allah Ta'ala, we say, is hazir, nazir, is omnipresent. It's all over at one and the same time. Now they say Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also is present at all places. Yeah, all places at one and the same time. So that now also shirk now. We say assigned to the Nabi. Just like the Christians, yeah, they commit a shirk, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala said, La taghlu fi deenikum. Do not commit excesses in your deen. Show reverence also, respect and honor also to the Nabi. It has the limits. The limits are prescribed by Allah Ta'ala. Do not transgress the limits. Tilka hududullah. These are the limits of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. Whoever transgresses the limits of Allah Ta'ala, he has committed great zulm upon himself. So shirk is a great act of zulm. Now, as far as shirk is concerned, that's in the Quran says, in the la yaghfiru yushraka bih, that Allah Ta'ala does not forgive a people when a person who commits shirk with him. He does not forgive him. Yes, he forgives other sins for whomever he wishes. Whomever he wants, Allah Ta'ala says, he forgives them. But shirk, he does not forgive. Now, the meaning of this also, the meaning of this is that such shirk, if a person commits shirk and he dies without having made tawbah, then there's no forgiveness for him in the akhirah. Does not mean in general, almost all the sahaba in the ayam of jahiliyyah, in the time of jahiliyyah, before embracing Islam, they were mushriks, they worshipped idols. So it does not mean that Allah Ta'ala does not forgive shirk at all. No, it means if a person dies without repenting, without having made tawbah for the shirk, then on the day of Qiyamah there is no forgiveness for that person. That is Allah Ta'ala's promise. He will have to go to Jahannam. Here's other sins. For all other sins also we have to make tawbah. I mean, the general rule is this, principle is this, that if one dies without tawbah, there's no forgiveness. He will have to suffer his punishment in Jahannam. And then thereafter, if he dies as a mu'min, he will go to Jannah. But he will have to go first to Jahannam. That is the rule. But there will be many exceptions for this rule. While there won't be any exception to the other rule, that is all mushriks, those who die without tawbah, they will have to go to Jahannam. But for other sins, even if they have, there will be many people who have died without tawbah. But for some reason, Allah Ta'ala knows best, and no one can question Allah Ta'ala's authority, that is the prerogative power to forgive His creation and to forgive whoever He wants, regardless how numerous and how great the sins are. There will be such people in huge crowds who will be entering Jannah without hisab. Not even a reckoning will be taken. So we must all make dua, ya Allah, make us amongst those people who will enter Jannah without bear hisab, without reckoning, send us direct into Jannah. So there will be numerous thousands and millions of such people. Allah Ta'ala will send them into Jannah in order to display the vastness of His attribute of maghfirat, His attribute of forgiveness, and His attribute of rahmat. It will come fully into play on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala, He will forgive whomever He wants who has not committed shirk. That is, it is high, the highest form of treason is to commit shirk. Allah Ta'ala, a person can be the most pious person as far as deeds are concerned, most generous person, And the person who has the best of character in this dunya, but if he commits shirk, he is by Allah Ta'ala accursed. There is no value for any of his good deeds. Shirk is the worst of all sins. So a person must always be exceptionally careful, not fall into the trap of these deviants. Some they say that those who do not ascribe to such beliefs as they are not respecting the Rasul. They are not respecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is a shaitani plot that they elevate the Nabi just as the Christians elevated the Nabi, and they made the Nabi a god. And the Yahud also, for Nabi Uzair alayhi salam, they also elevated him to the status of god. And among Muslims also, they also in a certain way elevated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the status of godhood by these acts of shirk. Not only Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the awliya also. I say they go to the qabr and they make tawaf there and they make sajda to the qabr. So one should not at all even visit the mazars, the graves of great, great awliya. One should not even visit there. Make dua from far away. Ask Allah Ta'ala to accept your dua through the barakat of the wali. But you should not go there, because these qabrs, this mazar, well, there is a preponderance of shirk. Nothing but shirk and kufr they commit there.